welcome back. Liverpool, 100 minutes. Merseyside derby, absolute scenes at Goodison. Reds are flying.
Alex, that finish, that late. Everton fans must be absolutely devastated, and Liverpool fans delirious.
Yeah, but here is the thing. Slot will not be fully satisfied. There are real issues still lurking beneath that result.
Mate, come on. A 99th minute winner in a derby. You take that every single day of the week.
Oh, absolutely. You take the 3 points. But the performance before that winner was not convincing, was it?
No, fair point. They were not dominant. Everton made it incredibly uncomfortable for long stretches of that match.
And that is Slot's summer problem in a nutshell. This squad needs serious investment to go again next season.
Huge summer ahead. Midfield depth, a striker. The list is long and the Champions League spot is not even confirmed yet.
Hang on though. Champions League football next season changes everything for recruitment. That is the priority right now.
Agreed. Win the remaining games, secure that spot, then worry about the rebuild. One thing at a time.
Right. Let us talk about the story of the weekend. Morgan Gibbs-White, hat-trick, Nottingham Forest. Extraordinary.
No. Not just extraordinary. That is one of the performances of the entire Premier League season, quite frankly.
3 goals, brilliant movement, real quality, and the Spurs connection makes it so much more delicious, does it not?
Spurs tried to sign him last summer and walked away. He then goes and does that. Absolutely shambolic recruitment.
The gaffer at Spurs, whoever that ends up being long term, has got some serious work to do this window.
They are in the relegation battle, mate. Worrying about the next gaffer is a luxury they cannot afford right now.
That is exactly it. Spurs fans must be watching Gibbs-White thinking what could have been. Painful does not cover it.
And Forest, look at where they are. Nuno has got that club playing with real belief and genuine quality this season.
From where they were to where they are now, that is a remarkable turnaround. Credit where it is absolutely due.
Gibbs-White is the heartbeat of it. When he plays like that, Forest are genuinely a top-half Premier League side.
Now, relegation, Leeds, Forest, West Ham, Spurs, 4 clubs, genuine danger. Who is going down, in your opinion?
Right, I will say it. Spurs and Leeds. Spurs have no momentum, and Leeds have been inconsistent all season long.
Hang on, though. Leeds have got a run of fixtures that is actually manageable. Do not write them off just yet.
Their away form is a disaster, though. You cannot survive a relegation battle with that kind of record on the road.
West Ham worry me more than people are admitting. They have looked completely lost for weeks now under their current setup.
Yeah, but West Ham always seem to find a result when they absolutely need one. They have that experience in the squad.
Experience only gets you so far when the performances are that poor. At some point, results have to follow, mate.
Fair, and Rosnia at Chelsea. 4 straight defeats now. That is a proper crisis developing at Stamford Bridge.
He said any small mistake is being punished, and he is right, but that is what happens when confidence drains away.
Chelsea losing 1-0 to Manchester United at home. That scoreline tells you everything about where both clubs are right now.
And young Aidan Heaven, what a moment for him. Playing centre-back in that environment and absolutely delivering.
17 years old, Stamford Bridge, massive occasion. And he looked composed. That is a real talent emerging there.
Ashley Williams and Joe Hart were full of praise on Match of the Day. When those two agree, you take notice.
United needed that win desperately. But one good result does not fix the deeper problems at Old Trafford, does it?
No, absolutely not. But for one afternoon, Heaven gave United fans something genuinely exciting to shout about.
Right, Championship. 10 days, 4 clubs, 2nd automatic promotion spot. This is brilliant drama, is it not?
This is exactly why the Championship is the best second division in world football. Absolutely gripping stuff right now.
4 clubs all believing they can do it. The fixture list becomes everything in these final 10 days of the season.
Head-to-head results, goal difference, nerve. It is going to come down to the finest of margins, I guarantee it.
Whoever goes up automatically avoids the playoffs. That is massive. The playoffs are a lottery. Everyone knows it.
The playoffs are brilliant television, though. Do not pretend you do not love them when they come around every May.
Oh, I love watching them. I just would not want my club in them. There is a difference, thank you very much.
Quick one before we go. Exeter City's goalkeeper, Jack Bycroft, scoring goals. An incredible eye for goal, apparently.
A goalkeeper, scoring goals. Regularly enough that people are writing articles about it. Football is genuinely wonderful sometimes.
Incredible eye for goal. That is what they said. The man is a goalkeeper. This sport never stops surprising you.
Give him a run up front. Honestly, why not at this point? Exeter have nothing to lose, have they?
And finally, Carla Ward, Republic of Ireland. A proper Irish performance against Poland in World Cup qualifying. Brilliant.
1-0, gritty, determined, ground it out. That is exactly the kind of result that builds momentum in qualifying campaigns.
Ward has been excellent in that job. Ireland look organised, hard to beat, and they genuinely believe in what she is building.
World Cup qualification from that group is absolutely on. Do not sleep on the Republic of Ireland this campaign.
Right, that is your lot from us. Brilliant stories today, brilliant chat as always. See you tomorrow on Soccer Portal X Daily.
Cheers everyone, and go on Gibbs White, absolute player.